Toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of guidance, toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of guidance, toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of guidance. One more time. Toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of guidance, toward the one and the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of guidance. Amen. Ooh, Sadhguru Lavim. I love that line, the subject tonight is love. You say, when is it not love? Is this what's making noise? Scarf. In our circle this afternoon, we spent time with the phrase and the concentration of La ilaha illallah, slowing it down so that we could feel how we were relating to what we were saying, how we were noticing any changes as we repeated more and more like that. And this was a poem that I had wanted to share, but I didn't have it with me this afternoon, because we were speaking about, let's say that the window was covered with soot and dust and debris. and the light from outside could not enter in. So we clean the window, and still very little light gets through. So we clean it some more, and we clean it some more, and we clean it some more, until finally there's so much light that it completely obscures the glass. Even the glass disappears. That the rust, speaking metaphorically, but the rust that develops upon the mirror of the heart requires the same kind of polishing. And that Hazrat Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi quoted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, there is a polish for every rust, and the polish for the rust of the heart is dhikr Allah. So let's break it down a little bit. Sometimes we get a limited understanding of this word zikr or dhikr, and we assume that, let's say it's Friday evening or whatever evening it is, oh, tonight's dhikr. And we put on our zikr clothes, and we have a certain anticipation or maybe expectation for that evening. What I'd like to suggest is that if we understand what dhikr Allah is, the remembrance of the divine being, the remembrance of our source, then any activity that we're engaged in and dedicating is dhikr Allah. At my center, we have various practices, and one of the practices is for someone to take the broom and start at the threshold and sweep from the threshold out to the sidewalk in front of the house. And that as they're sweeping, they're repeating, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, in anticipation of the arrival of the beloved. And we don't put up signs that says, this, you know, the pathway was swept just for you tonight. Please notice how nicely it's cleaned. But rather, it speaks for itself. The energy with which that chore was done, the attitude of serving, and anticipation of pleasing the beloved is in the atmosphere. It is light upon that path. When they come in off the street and walk up to the house, they feel something. Don't need to name it. Ah, but something changed, a quality changed. Washing dishes, and I had this experience, washing dishes. I didn't really want to do it. I'd rather be meditating because that's the spiritual thing to do. But I had these dishes, you know. And I distracted myself. I began singing, actually a kirtan. And I was taken, so to speak, into a timeless condition such that when the dishes were finished and I had cleaned off the counter, I was elated from washing dishes. What I want to indicate is, how do we remember Allah? Is it only when we come on Saturday night or Thursday night or Friday? Is it only that night, right? Do we only remember when we go to church or go to temple on, you know, Friday? Is that when we only remember? It has to do with remembrance, because we're forgetful. I sure am, right? So any activity that I can give some little jolt to help me remember and reconnect, then I try to do that. And inshallah, it might inspire you. So as we were speaking about this metaphor of the clouded, dirty glass, until finally it's become clear and transparent, we said, this could be an image that represents the insan, the human, the insan al-kamal, right? Or kamil, kamal or kamil. The perfect being, the perfect human. It's a hint that humanity or the created being should be referred to as the crown of creation. There's all of this magnificence, and among all of this beauty, there is one that is being referred to as the crown of creation, the human being. We have yet to fully become human beings. We see the evidence. So this insan, this person, having cleared their associations and identifications with limitations, with accomplishments, with failures, whatever it has been, rubs those off, rubs them off, cleans that mirror of the heart with that first sweep of negation. La ilaha, there is not any idol, as Bawa was saying this evening. The idols that we have made of our degrees, our licensure, our beautiful wife, or you know, whatever it is that we've attached to and we've made an idol of it, is probably there on the altar of the heart. So the opportunity to cleanse the altar completely of all idols is that moment when we sing La ilaha, sweeping across the heart space. And just in that, as in the story, in the Zen story of the student who comes to the Zen master for training, I know it's an old story, but the master pours tea and pours tea and pours tea until it's running over the cup and in the saucer and down the table and on the floor, and he says, what are you doing? He says, well, there was no room in your cup. Right? It was already so full. It was already so full that in pouring the tea, there was no room for it. So this La ilaha is the emptying. Now there's space for illa Allah, the declaration of the affirmation. Only God, only the Haq, only who. La ilaha illa Allah. So let's see what this says to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is called borrowed clothes. That servant for whom the world lovingly wept, that servant for whom the world lovingly wept, the world now rejects. What did he do wrong? His crime was that he put on borrowed clothes and pretended he owned them. We take them back in order that he may know for sure that the stock is ours and the well-dressed are only borrowers. That he may know that those robes were a loan, a ray from the sun of being. All that beauty, power, virtue, and excellence have arrived here from the sun of excellence. They, the light of the sun, then turn back again, like the stars, from these bodily walls. When the sunbeam has returned home, every wall is left darkened and black. That which amazed you in the faces of the fair is the light of the sun reflected in the three-colored glass. The glasses of diverse hue cause the light to assume color for us. When the many-colored glasses are no longer, then the colorless light amazes you. Make it your habit to behold the light without the glass, so that when the glass is shattered, you may not be left blind. we put on borrowed clothes and pretend that they're ours. Oh, this is my intelligence. This is my patience. This is my kind-heartedness. This is my joyfulness. This is my misery. These are clothes. I put them on. I pretend they're mine. Allah says we take them back so that they know that the stock, as you know, you work in a stock room, the stock is ours. They were only on loan. Honestly, I know I'm repeating an old trope, as they say. We are dust in the wind. Just a moment of sunlight on the ground for a couple of hours, and then it fades. What are you doing with those hours? Become accustomed to clearing the mirror of the heart, to negating this sense of possession of qualities or achievements or attributes. Become a pauper. Become poor. As we say, the fakir. Become the fakir. The one who has nothing and the one who is nothing. Because only one has being. We say the only being. And not simply, as I used these words earlier, not just a personification or an entification. You know, we anthropomorphize that we call the beloved, the friend, God, Allah, Gott, Du. So as we recite the phrase, and we'll make this simple movement, take that cloth, that polishing cloth, and wipe it across that smudgy glass, and wipe it across, clear the temple, right? You know the Kaaba, that cube, the black cube. Well, this is Bayt Allah. It's the house of God, built by Abraham. And installed in the Kaaba were the idols from various tribes in all the areas. They all had their own gods and goddesses. And they would regularly bring in the idol statues and place them inside the Kaaba. So when the Prophet Muhammad came and he said, La ilaha, not all these deities, no deity except Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. A lot of people didn't like that, especially the merchants, you know, and the tribal chiefs, et cetera, et cetera. He was run out of town, threatened his life, et cetera. You know the story. So he did that physically, literally, and we do it because the heart is Bayt Allah. The heart is the house of God. And when you see all of these devotees, masses, millions, just like the swarm circumambulating the Kaaba, the Sufi circumambulates the heart. We circumambulate the heart. We'd like to teach you a three-part melody. And let's just isolate the three parts so people can hear them. Let's do the Bismillah. Bismillah. Thank you. From the top, the first one again. So we'll sing the first one now. Alto, not a soprano. Let's do that again. Bismillah Errahman Errahim. Bismillah Errahman We'll sing it one more time.
Bismillah Errahman Errahim.
Did one of our singers catch that one and can hold on to it? Somebody? Kalbi Noor, do you have it? All right. So remember that one. Now we're going to learn the second one.
Bismillah Errahman Errahim. Bismillah Errahman
First one.
Bismillah Errahman Errahim.
Sing it again.
Bismillah Errahman Errahim.
Bismillah Errahman Errahim. Bismillah Errahman Errahim. One more. Bismillah Errahman Errahim. Now we'll add the third part.
Bismillah Errahman Errahim. Bismillah Errahman Errahim.
Keep going. Take a breath.
Bismillah Rahman Errahim.
Let's stand, please. Easier to sing when you can breathe better. So is it all right if we divide it up into three sections? Just arbitrarily. One, two, three. Gather up, it'll help support each other when you're singing the similar.
This is the high section.
Okay, you can move. High section over there. The highest section over there. And come in closer, please. Your note is. So sing your note. Sing your note. Perfect your note. And our second, is this our second group? It's a gather yourselves together, munch up. If you have a lower voice and you'd like to sing a lower part, it'll be this section. So, second part.
Bismillah, Er-Rahman, Er-Rahim.
Can you still hear your part?
Bismillah, Er-Rahman, Er-Rahim.
Third part in.
Bismillah, Er-Rahman, Er-Rahim. Bismillah, Er-Rahman, Er-Rahim. Bismillah,
if you like. compassionate.
Yeah.
Rahman Errahim. Bismillah Errahman Errahim. Bismillah Errahman Errahim.
Thank you.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين هو صدق العظيم. Once more. La ilaha illallahu. Sing it again by yourself. Third part. La ilaha illallahu La ilaha illallahu La ilaha illallahu La to one. La ilaha illallahu. Second part. La ilaha illallahu. Third part. La ilaha illallahu. We'll do our best. We'll form a circle, a single circle. Do not feel pressured to stand in the circle. You may sit. Please join us with your voices. So we're moving very minimally, actually, just taking a sidestep as we're, you know, the movements to the dhikr, which is so stepping. So I'm still stepping while I was moving, right? So it's La ilaha illallahu. First part. La ilaha illallahu. La ilaha illallahu. Third part. La ilaha illallahu. La ilaha illallahu. La ilaha illallahu. Add in the other parts. La ilaha illallahu. La remember. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Dance your prayer.
La, la.
Free form dance, free form movement. Express yourself. Dance for God.
La, ilaha illallahu. La, ilaha illallahu. La, ilaha illallahu. La ilaha illallahu. La ilaha illallahu. La ilaha illallahu.
We'll intone who?
Who? Who? Who?
Who Allahu Ahad, Allahu As-Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakun Lahu Kufuan Ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kul Hu Allahu Ahad, Allahu As-Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakun Lahu Kufuan Ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kul Hu Allahu Ahad, Allahu as-Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Amin. 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 Sheikh Sufi, will you intone for us a surah, an ayah. Please come. Please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وهو العلي العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما أنتم حريص عليكم بمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فانتم على فاكل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو العرش العظيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما أنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فانتوا على فاكل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم Alif Lam Mim Alif Lam Mim Kaf Haya Ain Sod Yasin Wal Quran Al Hakim Inna Kalamin Al Mursaleen Al Asirat Al Mustaqim Tanzil Al Aziz Rahim Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard Man alladhi yashfa'u indahu ila bi'idnihi ya'lamu ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون نبي شيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم صدق الله العظيم استغفر الله
الحمد لله A taste of dhikr Allah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The Hatum.
Do you want to come in?
O thou. O thou, who art the perfection of love, harmony and beauty, the Lord of heaven and of earth. Open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide us. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit, and unite us all in thy perfect being. Assalamu alaikum. Ameen, ameen, ameen. I mean it with the most sincere heart. Angels on your pillows. And preserve a little of the perfume, and it's precious, inshallah. Thank you.